Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
global city. I sort of came across this when I found that the capital of Kyrgyzstan was considered a beta global city, and the entire term of alpha and beta I found it sort of stunning and strange. Why would anybody bother to do this? And it seems that almost anyone is producing a measure for anything, anywhere. So a sufficient number of people are pumping out measures. So I thought I'd look out and find out what a global city is. And you'll be delighted to know that Sydney is a global city, but with a catch. With a catch for it, of course. I like it. It's in the top 10 alpha global cities. However, it's in the alpha plus one, and Sydney is in the top 10 alpha plus, but then there's alpha plus plus, so it's sort of like almost all things, more than meets the eye. So let's read this. It's a reading from Wikipedia, and again, I'm just trying to get my brain running. As you'd know, that people listening to this would say, oh my God, he's doing several podcasts a day, sort of a free-form podcast, several reading podcasts just to get up and going. Okay, a global city called a power city, world city, alpha city, or world center is a city which is a primary node for the global economic network. The concept comes from geography and urban studies, and the idea of globalization is created, facilitated, and enacted by strategic geographical locales according to the hierarchy of importance to the operation of the global system of finance and trade. So I could sort of see this coming in. The most complex node is the global city, with links binding other cities having a direct and tangible effect on the global social economic affairs. The term megacity entered common use in the 19th and 20th century. One of the earliest documented uses of this term was the University of Texas in 1904. The term global city rather than megacity was popularized by sociologist Saskia Sassen in her work, 1991 book, Global City, New York, London, Tokyo. World city, meaning a city heavily involved in global trade, appeared in May 1886, description of Liverpool, by the Illustrated London News. Patrick Geddes later used the term world city in 1915. More recently, the term has focused on a city's financial power and high technology infrastructure, with other factors becoming less relevant. Well, characteristics and then ranking criterion. A global city status is considered beneficial and desirable. Dear. Competing groups have developed multiple alternative methods to classify and rank world cities and distinguish them from non-world cities. Although there is a consensus upon leading world cities, the chosen criteria affect which other cities are included. Selection criteria may be based on a yardstick value. If the producer service sector is the largest sector in the city X, it is a world city, or imminent determination. If the producer service sector X is greater than the combined producer service sectors in other cities, then the city X is a world city. Dear. Cities can fall from ranking, as in the case of cities that have become less cosmopolitan and less internationally renowned in the current era. Other criteria, a variable is fluid. Typical characteristics of the world city are. So this is, look, quite an invitation to wankathon. A variety of international finance services, notable in finance, insurance, real estate, banking, accountancy, and marketing. Headquarters of several multinational corporations. The existence of financial headquarters, a stock exchange, a major financial institution. Domination of trade and economy of large surrounding areas. Major manufacturing centres with port and container facilities. So that's obviously going to knock Moscow and Uzbekistan out of their thing. Considerable decision-making power on a daily basis at a global level. Well, that's the capital cities there. Centres of new ideas and innovation in business, economics, culture and politics. Centres of media communications for global networks. Dominance of the national region with a great international significance. High percentage of residents employed in the service sector, information sector. High quality education institution, gain renowned university, international student attendance, and research facilities, multifunctional infrastructure offering some of the best legal, medical and entertainment facilities in the countries, high diversity of language, culture and religion and ideologies. Well, dear, yeah. And so it's an embarrassment of Australia here. Global city rankings are numerous, with one study suggesting as many as 300. Ranked cities tend to be concentrated in North America and Europe. Well, there you go. For some reason. Oh, you can see that Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth, not Adelaide, Wellington, Australia gets four cities. No, I don't understand how that goes. Oh. Okay. Oh dear, I'm wrong, because Sydney's in the top 10, but... Oh dear. Okay. The Institute for Urban Strategies, the Maori Memorial Foundation in Tokyo, issued a comprehensive study of global cities in 2018. They ranked it based on six categories: economy, research, development, cultural interaction, livability, environment, accessibility, with 70 individual indicators among them. Top 10 world cities are also ranked by subjective categories, including manager, researcher, artists, visitors, and residents. So the first city is London, New York, Tokyo, Paris, Singapore, I'd say that, Amsterdam, Seoul, Berlin, Hong Kong, and Sydney. I would, you know, quite honestly put Hong Kong and Singapore in there. I can't see Beijing in there for some reason. Okay. That's their global power city. The GAWC study. Okay, a few authors established a globalization of world research network. A roster of cities, the GAWC Research Bulletin 5, is ranked by their connectivity through four advanced power services: accountancy, advertising, banking, finance, and law. Well, okay, you could have said wank four times in a way there. GAWC inventory identifies three levels of global cities and sub-ranks, although the authors caution, give it a note of caution that people are going to even take their work seriously. Concern for city rankings operates against the spirit of the GAWC project. Oh, God. The 204 rankings added several new indicators while continuing to rank cities' economics more heavily than politics and cultural factors. In 2008 roster, similar to the 1998 version, it sorted into categories of alpha cities with four subcategories, beta cities with three subcategories, gamma world cities, three subcategories, and additional cities with high efficiency and sufficiency presence. The cities on the top two classifications of this edition are Alpha Plus, London and New York, then, which I think is getting a bit more with it, Beijing, Hong Kong, Paris, Shanghai, Singapore, Tokyo, Dubai and Sydney. I really have to question why the Sydney is in there. In 2008, the American Journal of Foreign Policy, in conjunction with consulting firm A.T. Kearney and Chicago Council of Global Affairs, published a ranking of global cities based on consultation with the Shasha Saskin, who wrote Whitford, Rudzinski, and others. Foreign Policy noted that the world's biggest, most interconnected cities help set social agendas, weather transitional dangers, and serve as hubs for global integration. They are engines of growth for the countries and gateways for the resources of the regions. The rankings are based on 27 metrics across five dimensions: business activity, human capital. Just complete and utter rot. Since 2015, there has been published together a separate index called the Global Cities Outlook, a projection of the city's potential based on its rate of change of 13 indicators across four dimensions. Okay. And I think Sydney now misses out there, which it should. New York City, London, Paris, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Singapore, Los Angeles, Chicago, Beijing, Washington, D.C. And we're nearly it. No, we've got one more page. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, Sydney. Okay, now here's another. So that's what I missed. Analysis report compiled by Global City Lab, a global top 500 cities released in New York on the 27th of December 2019. The top 100 cities by brand value. That's brand value. is New York, London, Tokyo, Paris, Los Angeles, Sydney, Berlin, Singapore, Hong Kong, Toronto. Well, Toronto should be in there. Toronto's actually a very nice city. Weather Report, a global perspective on prime property and wealth, is made at the London-based estate Anchorage Knight Flank LP together with the City Private Bank. The report includes Global City Survey, evaluating which cities are considered to be the most important in the world. High net worth individuals having $25 million of investable assets. For the Global City Survey, City Private Bank Wealth Advisors, Knight Frank's luxury property specialists were asked to name cities they felt were the most important. Okay, the Global's Competitive Index. In 2012, the Economist Intelligence Unit ranked the competitiveness of global cities according to their dimensioned demonstrated ability to attract capital, business, and talent, and visitors. Okay, now there's another, the Schroeder Global's Cities Index. I could read it, I may as well read it for you because this gets it. Ranked the cities' competitiveness of global cities and cities' classification in the top 30. Here are the top 30. Los Angeles, London, Hong Kong, New York, Boston, Chicago, Shanghai, Beijing, San Francisco, Houston, Sydney, Singapore. I think it's alphabetical, no? San Jose, Melbourne, Seattle, Atlanta, Paris, Washington, Toronto, Dallas, San Diego, Baltimore, Shenzhen, Miami, Austin, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Munich, Tokyo, and Brisbane. So Tokyo and Brisbane. Well, Brisbane's not quite hick, but it's a hick country town. Okay. Global Cities Initiative. And it's good to see that Sydney is missing out. Okay. The Brookings Institute conducted a 2016 introduced its own topology, defined global cities into seven categories: global giants, Asian anchors, emerging gateways, factory China, knowledge capitals, American middleweights, and international middleweights. Okay, the global giants were classically wealthy, extremely large metro areas, the largest cities from developed nations, and hubs for financial markets, major corporations, and serve key nodes of global capital and talent flows, which is no surprise here. London, New York, Osaka, Kobe, Paris, Tokyo, and Los Angeles, the world's most talked about cities. A study by ANG Media, a London-based built environment communications firm, has ranked 250 cities by total online mentions across social media and online news group. It found that every five digital mentions, one in every five were Tokyo, New York City, London, and Paris, identify these as the world's super brands. The top additions are Tokyo, New York, London, Paris, Madrid, Dubai, Rome, Barcelona, Seoul, and Osaka. Well, there you go. It sort of proves that you can actually get metrics. It's sort of like, can anyone remember Dudley Moore movie 10? I don't know. It's sort of strange, isn't it? It was sort of Brooke Shields. I don't know. It sort of proves people are just complete knobs. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.